following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hi there, welcome to Wilson Wednesdays. I wanted to talk to you today a little about this awesome experience that I had this last weekend. I got to go up with our college and young adult group and do Saturday night teaching. And I will just tell you, we are so blessed here at Refuge because we have phenomenal leaders in Chase and Jess Acuna, Teresa Short, Shannon Quintana, all four of those people just did such an awesome job this weekend up with our college and young adult group. And I will just tell you how grateful I am that we have people like them working with our young people. And I would just give you a little quick look at that and just say that Chase is doing a phenomenal job. And the way that he relates with, cares for, disciples, loves on our young people is incredible. And I know that he's got a great support with Jess, his wife as well, and the boys and their two little ones were up there as well. Anyways, just a phenomenal time up there with our college young adult group. Response is the name of that group. I wanted to kind of briefly share with you what I shared with them. And I will just tell you, this thing right here is a band that I found on the internet. But one of the things that I used it for this weekend was to talk about tension. And in our lives, there are always tensions, different tensions. And in particular, in this last year or so, we faced a lot of tension, probably in our relationships with people that we love. Things that we saw people posting on the internet, we probably faced a lot of things that we thought, oh man, really? Like that? You're going to put that up there? Or maybe even conversations around the table with friends and family members and coworkers. Well, tensions seem to rise very highly this last year. And so one of the things that I talked about is when we have tension and it pulls and we have two people pulling, oftentimes what happens is they'll pull so much that the band will snap and someone ends up getting slapped in the face, right? That there's a damage that happens to that relationship because of the tension that goes on. So one of the instances that does happen is that we pull so hard the band snaps and one person or two people for that matter get hurt really badly. Another thing that we saw happen, and we saw this happen in this last year too, was that both people pulling on the band and one person just kind of gives up and leaves the relationship, but doesn't tell the other person that they're bailing. In other words, I'm not going to talk to you anymore, or you don't fit into the parameters that I think I should have in a relationship. And so they leave the relationship, and that band, actually one person by leaving, actually lets go of it, and the other person gets very hurt, very damaged. Where did they go? I don't get texts from them anymore. I didn't hear from them anymore. And so in that tension, one of the persons by just leaving and letting go of the relationship actually hurts the other person. And so we talked about communicating well, being able to say, actually, there are times when we leave a relationship, maybe a boundary gets crossed, but being able to effectively communicate that well to someone else and not just letting go and hurting the other person. There is another instance where two people would be pulling on the band and they both just get so exhausted because every time they're together, there's this tense feeling, this tense building up of tension between the two of them, that if they will finally just get worn out on the relationship, the friendship or even just that coworker, they'll start avoiding each other because every time they get together, it is so tense and they can feel it and it's exhausting. So being able to communicate through that as well. And the reality is, more than likely, especially in this last year, but in life in general, we all have relationships that are tense. More than likely, you have more than one band pulling on you at any given time where there's relationship and things going on in life that are just extremely tense and difficult. So we talked about, well, what does Jesus do in those situations where there's tension? And we actually, we saw that Jesus at times, he'll definitely step into tension. He steps into the difficult and tense situations. Jesus actually sometimes creates the tense situation. And we did a kind of a, we looked at lots of different verses. We won't do that here. But we saw Jesus stepping into tension at times, and other times creating it. He pays attention to the tension, and then he uses the attention to draw attention to himself. And I'll just give you one example of that. The woman at the well, right? She's a woman. Jesus approaches a woman to talk to her, which would have been unheard of in that day. She's a Samaritan, right? Jews and Samaritans didn't get along real well, and yet Jesus enters into that tension. He tells her everything that she's done, right? He says, you know, you've had five husbands, and the one that you're with now isn't even your husband. He enters in. Oh, Jesus, that feels like you're causing tension, Jesus, right? And why does he do all that? And he does it so that he can draw attention to who he truly is. He's the one that gives out living water. And stop looking in all these different places, he says to the woman, and said, come to me and I will give you that living water that will live forever, right? That will last forever. And Jesus causes the tension in order to draw attention to who he is. And then she is so excited about this information. What did she do? She goes back into town and tells everyone, oh man, you have to come here. This guy, you have to see this guy. So in this particular case, and in others as well, Jesus causes the tension to draw attention to who he is. And in our cases, what do we use tension for? We don't want to be the people who pull so hard that it snaps and somebody else gets hurt. We don't want to be the people who just let go and somebody else gets slapped in the face. Or we don't want to be the people who are always pulling in tension. So what is our calling in this particular case? Well, I think first of all, we do have to pay attention to the tension that's in the relationship with the people around us. So we want to pay attention that, oh, it feels like there's tension there, and either I'm giving it off, or they're giving it off, or possibly that I need to be someone who steps into the tension. So Jesus, he at times will step into the tension, and when he steps into the tension, it's typically not to pull harder on someone or to slap someone in the face. It's actually, he usually comes with love and kindness and grace and mercy. In fact, he will say something like, when they slap you in the face, turn the other cheek. He's actually one that would say, listen, when that tension starts to rise, Jeff, when you start to feel that tension, Jeff, step closer to that other person. Step closer to that other person. Take away that tension. Take away the tension by loving on that other person, by listening to that other person. Step closer and take away the tension and draw them closer to me. Act differently than everyone else who would say, pull the man, you can win this war. Instead, step closer and draw attention to me by the way you handle that tension. And so I would pray for you this week that if you're feeling tension in someone, or maybe you're getting it from someone else, step closer to them. Step into that tension. And don't do it because you're a great person or a great guy, a great girl. Do it because you would say, listen, Lord, use me in this situation where I'm feeling tension to draw someone's attention to you, to who you are. And Lord, would you redeem this brokenness, or would you redeem the tension that's there and heal that and mend that relationship? Lord, teach me what you would want me to do in that particular case, in that relationship where I'm feeling the tension. So Lord, would you do that today? Would you draw us closer to each other in those relationships where there's tension? Help us to identify it, pay attention to it. And then Lord, help us to redeem it by pointing people to you in the way we handle ourselves around those people. And Lord, may we take our lesson from you, the perfect, sinless Son of God, the King of Kings, our Messiah, our Lord, the one we follow the footsteps of in the way that you handle tension. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a great week, you guys.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that I